at the House of Bread, our mission is to basically prevent hunger. So we do that by serving a hot, nutritious lunchtime meal every single day of the year to anyone who walks through our doors. And we do that by creating an intentional atmosphere where we treat our guests with respect and with dignity and where people feel valued here. When someone is in the situation of living in poverty, as all of our guests are who come to us, they often are treated as such. You know, our guests don't always have the nicest clothes on. They don't always, you know, have a fresh shower every day and access to everything that they would like. Many of our guests are in homeless situations. Many of our guests are dealing with, you know, simply the trauma of trying to get by day to day.
You not only do the daily program services, but additional services during holidays. Do you distribute gift bags and needed supplies to people?
Absolutely. We have what we call Hygiene Tuesday, which is our distribution of hygiene items to our guests on Tuesdays. Hygiene items are really, really hard to come by in communities like ours. And neighborhoods like ours, it sounds a little odd, but items like basic hygiene, you're going to pay much more on Salem Avenue than you're going to pay on Stroop Avenue. And so we do that on holidays when we're open. We try to deliver an experience to our guests that is similar for that holiday if they were not in their situation that they're in. So, for instance, on 4th of July, we have a picnic outside. We offer, I think this year we did conies, you know, hot dogs with the chili sauce and the cheese and all that and all the fixings. On Thanksgiving, we do a traditional turkey with, you know, gravy and dressing and what have you. And then on Christmas, we offer gifts to our guests, from our youngest guests to our oldest guests.
Did you mention how many people you serve every day or annually?
We prepare and serve, last year, it was over 123,000 meals. So we average every day anywhere from about 210 to about 250 guests. We also prepare food for other programs that are serving people at risk in this community and you know, specifically in the couple zip codes around us. So that all adds up to about 123,000. We easily have well over 200 people in our dining room every single day.
That's quite an undertaking. And so how do you complete that? What's the structure like here at House of Bread as far as employees and volunteers who assist with this?
Okay. Well, we have a ratio of a tiny staff and a large number of volunteers every single day. We are really, really fortunate to recruit, on average, about 12 volunteers every single day that come in and do everything from bring in donations of food to put away and sort to, you know, literally dicing the potatoes and cooking the chicken to putting the food on the plate and offering it directly to one of our guests to helping us mop the floors, to helping us do the dishes. And then we typically, on an average day, we're lucky if we have 4 staff people here.
So I know the daily operations are a struggle, but you have an added capital campaign underway, and let's talk about that, size and significance.
One of the things that we've seen, Jerry, over the last couple years is a significant increase in the number of families that are coming to us. And that's for a lot of different reasons. We not only see single moms coming to us, but one thing that surprises many people is we have single dads that come to us. And while we'll occasionally get both mom and dad, many of our guests are employed, at least part-time. And so they're often not together with their children at the same time. One of the things we also see is an increase in the number of grandparents that are raising their grandchildren, not by choice, and in the number of what you would call kinship, like aunts and uncles stepping in. You can attribute that to a lot of reasons, but we're definitely feeling the effects of that. And so one of the things that has become clear to us over about the last 2 years is having families in our dining room that, by the way, seats about 135 people at a time. And remember that number of over 200 people every lunch. Along with our guests who are single, who are possibly dealing not only with the homeless situation, but possibly with addiction issues, most likely with mental health issues or physical health issues. The two populations don't always blend very well in our dining room. They have very different needs. And so we started this capital campaign with the idea of we need a separate family dining room specifically for our families with children so we can address their needs directly so that we can carry little Johnny and little Sally's tray to the table for them so that they always have a table where they can eat together. And I don't have to ask my single guests, honestly, to move seats so that Sally and Joey can sit with Grandma. And that's really, really important to us because we want to treat all of our guests like they're of equal importance to us. And by creating a separate space for our families, we not only help our families, but we also help our single guests who are dealing with their very own unique issues.
And so you're in a somewhat small facility here. And so this is all about expansion and being able to expand those services and do them in the proper manner.
You know, absolutely. We like to say we do a lot with a little. You know, we don't have a huge budget here, obviously, with a tiny staff. It's not a fancy building. We like to create a warm and welcoming atmosphere. We paint the walls, we clean the floors, but it's not fancy. It's what you kind of expect the kitchen to look like. And we know we're located where we need to be, Jerry. We know this neighborhood and community needs us where we are. And so we want to expand here. We don't want to look at moving. We don't want to look at our guests trying to figure out where we are. We want to add on here so that we can, you know, literally serve closer to 200 people at the same time. So no one feels like they have to get up and vacate their seat so someone else can sit down. So we have the time to bring in resources specific for our guests. And if that means, you know, a case manager from another agency that they may need to meet with, if that means someone from the mental health community that they may need to meet with, we want to have that ability to, you know, I don't want to say expand our services because I don't want to give people the wrong idea, but we need to create space in order to improve our services. And we've been, you know, somewhat successful so far in going to the community, primarily local foundations, and saying, hey, this is who we serve. This is, you know, this is what we're doing. This is why. And we could really use your help in doing so. You know, it's an ambitious campaign. And I think there are people who could look at it and say, oh, you know, yeah, that's an Interwest state. And gee, it sounds kind of like a lot. But, you know, I don't think we see it, you know, we see it that way. We've been operating out of this building since 2002, and we've done it very successfully. And we could continue to limp along, or we can take a bold step forward and say, you know what, we're going to make a bigger difference for our guests. And we're going to offer the opportunity for that family that drives by on a Saturday, and they look through our windows, and they see every seat taken, and they say, wow, there's no room for us. You know, we need to come in, but we're not coming in. We want to create space for them where they feel welcome. We want anyone in this community or this neighborhood to feel like they can have a seat at our tables.
Well, let's end by telling people how they can get involved either in volunteer services or in this capital campaign underway.
Easiest thing to do, you can do a couple things. You can go to our website, which is houseofbread.org. There's a donate page that's actually going to bring you up an article about our campaign and where we are. And you can donate directly to our campaign, or you can, you know, you could donate directly to operating, to the daily operation. You'll also bring up a calendar under the Get Involved section that literally brings up a calendar, shows you the days we're looking for volunteers, and there's a simple form you fill out that says, yep, I'll come in and volunteer with you. And then we're going to send you a reminder a couple days ahead of time and ask you to confirm you'd like to come in. It's a 5-hour commitment, and it's honestly for some people, I'm a little biased here, but somewhat of a life-changing experience to realize that, you know, 20 or 30 minutes down the road, or over 200 people who need lunch every day. And so you can also follow us on Facebook. We have a presence on Twitter. We tend to put a lot of stories out there trying to convey to people, you know, what it is that we're trying to accomplish and how you can help us.
Melanie Bennett with House of Bread. Good luck on the capital campaign and future operations here.
Thank you so much.